Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, presenting Who Are Israelites Abiding Christ. My name is Brother Izaria Nathan. I also have on the line Brother Aparim. Aparim, are you here
shalom,
with us?
Shalom, shalom. Yeah,
all
shalom.
Right,
I'm
okay,
here
shalom. All right, so the topic for this show, it'll probably be part one, two, and three on this, because this is a very deep subject. We're going to talk about the manifestation of sin. So, since sin is transgression of the law, the laws of God, as it says in 1 John 3 and 4, but how does the sin manifest itself into the physical, beginning with a thought? Because we were discussing earlier, Aparim, that it starts with a thought, right?
Yeah, it started with a thought. That's what Christ was emphasizing. But it's in the Old Testament, but you see, Israel didn't understand it. But Christ came and explained it beautifully in what we call the so-called New Testament. You know what I mean? That
right.
is a thought.
Right. Right.
And,
so you have
we have
there's
enter,
a scripture
yeah.
in Matthew's, right, that you want to bring out that shows that clearly, right?
No, I want to start off with Proverb. Proverb 23:7. You can get that for me?
Mm-hmm.
Proverb 23:7. This is a good scripture because it tells you whatever man thinketh, so is he. So if you dwell on evil thought, you're going to be evil. I'm talking about if you entertain
okay.
it. Because we all are tempted. Because Yahushua, who the world called Jesus Christ, he was tempted. He was tempted. Temptation
mm-hmm.
is not a sin. It's when you entertain these
right.
temptation, they manifest in the flesh as sin. So I want you to read a scripture quick for me, bro.
Wait, hold on. Say it again. Proverbs.
Proverbs.
If you have it, go ahead. If you have it, go ahead and read it.
Okay.
If you have it, go ahead.
No, I ain't got it as yet. I have to get it. Proverbs 23, and you can continue talking. Let me get it.
Okay. No, I'm going to get it. 23 and 7.
Okay. 23 and 7. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
It tells you how you're taught, because I want to read this quick, right? I got this thing what I wrote. It's dangerous to entertain sinful thought. The road to sin begins in your thought life. When you commit a sin, it's never just happen. You see, when we commit sin, it just don't happen, right? Instead, your sinful act begin attitude or temptation in your mind and emotion. So sin start in your mind. And if you entertain these sinful thoughts or these sinful deeds, they're going to finally manifest in the flesh. But I want you to read that scripture to get where we're coming
right.
from.
Proverbs 23 and 7, it says, For
yeah.
as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
No, I say, I think he said, whatever a man thinketh, that's what it, I think that's how
right.
to read it.
Yeah, but where? Which one? Is, what's the scripture? You said
it's
23
Proverbs 23
and 7?
And 7, right? It says, whatever a man thinketh,
yeah, that's
so
what
is
I'm
he.
Reading. No.
Yeah.
It says, For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Right. So whatever
verse 6
a man
says,
thinketh.
Eat thou not the
no,
bread
but that's
of
the scripture
him
I want.
That hath an evil eye.
That's what the scripture. No, that's the scripture I want. Whatever thinketh in his heart, so is he. So whatever you dwell on, entertain, whatever thought you entertain, that's what's going to manifest in the flesh. And there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of instant when that occur in the Bible. You know what I mean? And let me get Matthew 7:20-23. Mark 7:21-23. You know what I mean? Because this is a very this is a very important topic. This is a very important topic amongst we as brethren. You know what I mean? And it's a serious problem amongst us. Matthew 23 and Mark 7:21-23. This is what it say. It said here, and this is Yahweh speaking, because start at 19th verse. Because it entered not into his heart, into his mind, but into his belly, and go out in the drawth, purging all meat. And he said, that which cometh out of a man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of his heart of man, proceed evil. So what come out of a man's mind, right? That's what he's going to manifest in the flesh. So he said here, for from within, out of the heart of man, the mind of man, proceed evil thought. You see that? Proceed evil thought. Mm-hmm. That's not talking about your physical heart. Heart in the Bible symbolize your mind a lot of time. So out of the heart proceed evil thought. And it tells you some of the evil that come out of man thought. Adultery. When you go back to the story, you remember, go back to the story, Christ say, if you look on a woman to lust after her.
Right. Hello? Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Yeah,
if you
look on a woman to lust after her, that means you have to entertain that thought of lusting after her. That's why that means you have to picture of you having sex with her and going to bed with her and all them things. It's not talking about just looking at the woman. And you want to bring out the story about Bathsheba? You want to explain that?
I want to expound on what you're saying. So the backstory with those scriptures there, it was talking about when the disciples asked Christ about them eating with unwashing hands, right? With unclean
hands. And what happened was,
you know, they were being judged by the Pharisees, they were being judgmental to them, like, why are these guys eating with unwashing hands? So Christ gave that parable.
Right.
It's not what goes into a man that defileth him, is what cometh out of a man. So even though your hands are defiled, it's not the physical, it's actually the manifest of the thought. Because a lot of churches, right, they use this scripture to justify eating pork, to justify eating shrimp, and justify eating anything they want. But it's the thought behind it is really the sin.
Right.
Because you
it's
could
a sin.
Eat
it's
a piece of pork by mistake. Yeah, the thought behind it is that, well, I'm going to go ahead and break God's law. It's okay. I can go ahead and break God's law and eat pork because I'm under grace, which is
entertaining that thought turns into a sin. Right. So you're entertaining that
thought.
You're really entertaining that thought. Right. You entertain it.
Right.
And you dwell on it and you harbor that thought. So it's like a manifest in the flesh eventually by you eating them pork.
Right. Manifest in the flesh eventually. So. All right, and then the other story about Christ said, when you even look on a woman and lust after her, you lust, and then that lust turns into a sin. But I wanted to read this real quick. I wanted to read this one pertaining to that. Two scriptures real quick. I wanted to read James chapter one and verse 14. It says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin.
So that means that when you dwell in it.
Sin,
so when you dwell in that.
Right.
Right.
And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death, and the wages of sin is death. That's another scripture that's
okay.
That, that
so read that over again. Read that. That's beautiful. They say that it's not saying that you're not going to be tempted, because they say Christ was tempted like any man. But it's when you dwell under temptation, when you entertain that temptation, when you nourish that temptation, that's when it becomes a sin in the flesh, because it's going to manifest in the flesh in the end.
Right.
So
let
if you're
read
a,
it again.
If
it
you're
says,
a vicious, okay, right.
Yeah, I'll read it again, and then you can go ahead.
Right.
It says, "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed."
So you see, every man is tempted when he's drawn away with his own lust and enticing, right?
Right. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin.
So when lust hath conceived, that means you entertain it, you nourish it, you nourish the thought. And then what? May bring forth sin. That means you went and do the thing in the physical aspect, and it become a sin. So if we can control our thought, if we can control our thought, Brother Isaiah, if we as brother, I'm talking about every man, if we can control, we're going to control it fully, 100%. Only Christ did. Because the thing is, Christ was tempted. He was tempted. Evil thought come to him. But Christ didn't fell into that temptation. He didn't dwell in it. He didn't harbor it. Because every time Satan come to him and quote something, Christ always go back and quote something positive. He always quote what God say. He say, God say, don't do this, don't do that. So every time an evil thought come in our mind to do something evil against a brother, we have to go back to the laws of God. We have to go back to the Bible, right?
Right.
Hello?
So it says, when
okay,
it is finished. I'm going to finish reading the scripture. So it says, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So when you finish committing the sin, and you go all the way with it, it brings death now.
Right. Yeah. So you can be jacked up. You can be killed for harboring these sins, because it's going to manifest in the flesh in the long end. Even with you remember the story about Esau and Jacob? Esau said he hated Jacob. He hated Jacob. And when his father died, killed Jacob, and he did, because when you go and check out the history of the Edomites and the Israelites, they kill us a lot, man.
Right.
They kill us a lot, brother. And they lie, they cheat, they murder, they do a lot of stuff, the Edomites, right? So harboring sinful thought is not a good thing, man. We as brother, I'm talking about as Israelites, we have to harbor. Remember, I was telling you there's this positive 265 positive laws in the Bible and 265 negative. So we can dwell on the negative, because when God showed Moses and said, listen, this is a law. It's death and life. The law through Christ, the law through Jesus Christ bring forth life. But when you sin, it's
death.
So
what Israel was doing, was They knew the law, they learned the law, right? They learned it, and what they were doing was the negative laws, they were dwelling on it in the thought, because they premeditated sin. They premeditated it, they commit the sin, and then they already had the lamb or the animal or the ox prepared for the sacrifice.
Right, my brother. Right?
Yeah.
That's why
so that's
Christ
part
said
of,
obedience.
Of the thought and
that's why Christ is obedient. He prefers be obedient than sacrifice.
Better than
like
sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Right.
So obedient
is better
is to
than
keep
sacrifice.
His law. It's to keep the righteousness of the law. Because the law is composed of two categories. You know? You have the negative part and you have the positive part. The law is two.
Right.
The law is not, the law is a unit, but is a separate unit. You have a positive part, what you're supposed to do, and you have the negative part. Not supposed to do, and Christ did not do any of the negative what the Most High say not to do. Christ did all the positive of the law, because when they go back to the curse, it tells you that if we keep the laws, we'll be blessed above all nations. That's a positive law,
right?
But if we didn't keep the laws, it was being cursed. It would have been forth a curse, evil, death, destruction, and all manner of evil would befell us. So sin is go back to your thought, man. It's a thought process, It's a thought process. So you want me to go on it, or you want to bring out something else?
No, go ahead. Keep going. Go ahead.
It said it said fornication. It said, let me read it over again. From within, out of the heart of men, within the mind of man. So the problem of we brothers is in our mind, really, because when you see brother envy, jealous, they want certain position, they want power, that all go back to the mind, man. That all go back to the mind and it manifests in the flesh. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So so you say, so out of men proceed evil thoughts. You see that? Adultery, fornication,
right.
Murder. So all these come from the mind. So sin starts first in the mind, man. That's clearly. Sin starts first in the mind. And if we as a brother know to control our mind, control our thoughts to a certain extent, because being born again or repentance is a daily process. That means we always have to think about, that's why when you say walk in the spirit, we have to always think about the righteousness of God's law. Every time something evil comes in our thought, if we see, for example, we see a big butt woman, you know what I mean? Satan's going to send a temptation. He sent a big butt woman, she's married, and she all hop into you and she, you know what I mean? You there, lusting and damn, you know what I mean? You nourishing the thought and going into it. Every time you see her, you kind of play in your mind, damn, I want to sleep with this man. You know that the woman is married. So you have to use God's law to get rid of that temptation. Thou shalt not commit adultery. That's walking in the spirit. It's always come back to you and say, thou shalt not commit adultery. So that thought going to finally go away if you keep on repeating God's law in your mind.
Right. Well. Also, you have a chance to repent from the thought before it actually manifests. If that thought if you find yourself dwelling on that thought, and you know the law of God, then you actually have a chance to repent and put the thought out of your mind and take off the negative thought and put a positive thought in your mind. You have a choice.
Right.
That's why Moses told Israel, choose ye this day life or death. You have a choice to make.
Right.
When that thought starts to manifest.
Right.
And Israel,
but you see, a lot of
Israel make the wrong choice.
Right, and they like to say, Satan make me. No, it's you. The temptation is there. The temptation is going to come. But is it you to resist the temptation? They like to say, oh, the devil let me look at that woman. No, it's you. The temptation was put there, but you're supposed to get rid of the temptation by remember God's laws.
You know,
the Bible says thou shalt not steal.
Let me add on to what you're saying. You know, I used to hear that a lot in the organization and all like organizations and, oh, the devil, Satan, the devil, Satan made me. Satan ain't make you do a damn thing. We just read the scripture that it says every man is drawn away and enticed after his own lust. It
Thank
says
you.
Don't be
Thank
tempted
you.
And
lust.
Say
right.
God made you.
Right.
Don't tempt no man. God don't got to tempt no man.
Right.
You know what I mean? And these brothers make a choice.
Right.
And sisters, they make a choice. We all did when we committed sin.
We
made a
did.
Choice to commit that sin.
Choice. You did.
Stop blaming the devil and stop blaming the principalities that be for you going off and breaking God's laws. You know why you can't do that?
Right, because
when you go in front of the judgment seat of Christ and you get judged, you can't tell him that Satan made you do it. Because Christ is not going to accept
you, brother.
That.
Thank you,
you know why Christ's not going to accept that?
Thank you.
Because Christ didn't accept it from Adam and Eve in the beginning. He didn't
Right, true. She tried to blame the serpent.
Yeah,
you're right.
Because
they try to blame the serpent. They say, no, the serpent did it. They try to blame. That's human nature. That's human nature, Brother Isaac.
Right.
That's human nature to put the blame on someone. They don't want to put the blame on themselves. You know what I mean? They don't want to do that.
Yep, that's the nature of the flesh. But see, we have to overcome the flesh. That's the nature of the
by
flesh.
By God's word.
Like
by
human nature. By God's word. Exactly.
Right, the word,
exactly.
The laws of
like
God.
Keeping
because
God's words.
That's how we have to help.
Go ahead. Finish your point. Go ahead.
And that help, Christ has to help us because Christ overcome the spiritual aspect and the physical aspect because if you overcome the physical aspect, you're going to manifest it in the flesh. So Christ came and overcome it and Christ came and show us the way out to overcome it. And he said, listen, man, if you can't do it, he say, I can help you, man. I'm there to help you. That's what Christ comes for. I'm there to help you, man. I'm the advocate. I'm here to help you, man, if you slip up. That's the purpose of Christ, to help us to keep God's law, to please
Christ
God, because he pleased God.
Christ.
Yeah, he's
Christ
a comforter.
Christ is a comforter, right, umpire?
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
you know,
not no man on the earth.
I'm going to read this real quick in Genesis, and then we're gonna talk about that point there. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 7. It says, verse 6, it says, "And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, thou shalt thou not be accepted." So talking about Cain, right, with his messed up sacrifice.
Right.
He didn't give the proper sacrifice.
Right.
"And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto him shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him." Sin gonna rule over you. So when you go into the story of Cain now, listen, Cain knew the law, okay? Adam taught his sons the law.
Yeah.
And Cain knew the proper sacrifice to bring. But see, what Cain didn't understand was that he was going to have to work hard for that by the sweat of his brow,
that
he was going to have to work hard, and that he was supposed to bring the proper sacrifice. So do you know what Cain did? Cain premeditated and thought about. He knew he wasn't going to bring that proper sacrifice.
And he was mad at his brother.
That. And he was mad because his brother got accepted and he didn't. And then on top of that,
so
what
he turned out to murder.
Yeah, he thought about it. It first started with a thought because he got got dissed. He disrespect God and God dissed him and didn't accept him. Okay.
Right.
So then he sat down and premeditated the murder of his brother out of envy, jealousy. You see that? So
that's
so
what's going on. That's what's going on amongst
thought.
Us, you know. That's what's going on amongst brothers, you know. When you see brothers, though, they're arguing and going. One brother, they in competition. They envy. They're jealous. You know what I mean? I'm telling you.
Yep.
Brother say, brother ain't breaking down the scripture right. We breaking down the scripture right.
Right. All this competition amongst these Israelite groups. And so now, based on that, I want to talk about this. It takes a hell of a lot of premeditation and thought to want to go ahead and blaspheme against the Holy Spirit and call yourself something like comforter.
It's true.
Or to call yourself
something like
the third in command under Christ. You know,
that's
all these guys, high-minded guys that think that they know the Bible. Self-centered, it takes a lot of thought.
Self-centered,
a lot of
ego,
thought process.
Ego, that's all going
to
idolatry. Self-centered, ego, you know what I mean, one position, not want to control people. That's all going to some deep, deep idolatry and evil, man.
Exactly. So
that's
some
evil stuff,
process,
man.
The thought process towards these sin that got these men to do, you know, these so-called leaders of these Israelite groups, a lot of them, they go into these things. They premeditated this whole, the whole plan of how they were going to control people, how they're going to use people, how they were going to make money off of people.
It's true.
Sin. It goes into the sin.
And Brother Isaiah, it tells you in the law, you're not supposed to covet. Covet going into a mind is a mindset, you know. Covetness.
A mindset.
Is a mindset.
Yes.
It's a mindset.
Yes.
Let me read a scripture in Exodus. Exodus, the 20th. Because you have a dictionary, right? You have a dictionary, right? Chapter word covet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Here,
read it. I'll look
which
up
commandment
the word.
It is. It said here, Exodus 20. And 17, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Nor his manservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that which is thy neighbor. Right?
Okay.
So when you go into covet, man, that's a very serious. Crime law you're breaking in your mind, because to covet something you have to see someone with something first and you want it. I'm not talking about you because there's a
let me read the definition, then you make your point. All right, it says covet, this is according to Merriam-Webster dictionary, to want something that you do not have very much, to wish earnestly for. to desire what belongs to another inordinately.
So that's a mindset. That's a serious mindset. So that covet, go into some deep understanding today, man, because you can covet a man for his woman. You can covet a brother because, oh, the brother have a car. I need to get a better car than that. Oh, the brother have a lot of people coming to his school. I want to have the same amount of people. And I'm going to tell you the honest truth. A lot of people covet the comforter. You know that, right?
Yeah, the so-called Jermaine Grant, the so-called Tesla doctor.
Right. A lot of people. I have to mention that because
a lot of these
people,
other groups, they're envious.
They covet him. I'm envious of him. Want to be like him.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
But they don't understand. The more
that
they want to be like him, the more it's going to lead to death because he is not righteous.
Yeah.
Because he took a long time premeditating. He had to put some thought into wanting to blaspheme against God, against the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, you have to think about that.
And you have to find a way to justify how you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and these guys want to be like him. They're just envious. All these Israelite groups fighting and fussing with each other. They're envious of each other because one is more successful than the other.
One got a bigger
congregation than the other. So now we understand, Aparim, why they always say, we got the truth, nobody else.
Yeah.
Don't go to any other Israelite group because we only have the truth. No, none of y'all got the truth. How about that? None of y'all got the truth. You might have some aspects. And you might have the fact that Deuteronomy 28:68 proves with the Israelites. You might have that.
Right.
You might have some things.
Right.
But you don't have all of it.
Yeah. And that's a form of idolatry, too. You know why?
Because they're making
people look up. They're making people. Because it tells you idolatry means you put a person or a thing before God. So you're putting the organization and say, we are the one that got the truth. Yeah, we are the only one that got it. So you're putting focus and like people focusing you on like you're the only one that got the truth.
Yes.
So that's the problem
amongst
us.
Right. And people,
that's the
and
problem
then what happens
me,
is people end up worshiping and idolizing the leader of that group as if they're something higher.
Right.
They put the creature higher than the creator.
The creature is the man, the
leader of the organization.
Right.
And what they do, they put him higher than the creator, than even the word of God.
Right.
They put him so high and idolize him so much that they believe his words rather than the Bible. So the manifestation of sin. So again, just to go back over the topic, we're going to do a part two, Brother Upon. We're going to have to do a part two tomorrow. Because we're running out of time. This topic is deep. We need to talk about this. Israel needs to know the path on how to get into the kingdom of heaven. And learning these types of things is leading towards getting into the kingdom of heaven, man. You know? Which is another deep topic we're going to talk about, right? How to get into the kingdom of heaven.
But the next episode tomorrow...
We're going to come on again tomorrow around the same time. I'll post it up on Facebook. We are Who Are Israelites. And we're going to continue on this topic of the manifestation of sin. How does sin manifest itself into the physical beginning with a thought? We're going to continue on this topic. And we're going to expound upon our forefather David, King David, and what he went through.
Okay.
So we want all y'all to tune in again. Listen tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Who Are Israelites? Abide in Christ. Thanks for listening. Shalom. Till next time.